This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's the Talk Radio Countdown Show introduction. I suppose you could call that music. It is a lilting theme. Don't you think that's, you call that music, Michael?
I guess we could call it music. I like the ching, 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 ching. Yeah. It sounds like we're, you know, in some kind of an audio informational factory.
We are. Ching, 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 ching. Yes.
Don't you find radio jingles kind of funny?
Like I loved the era of jingles. When you and I were both starting, all radio stations had jingles.
Oh, my. And they sounded larger than life. There used to be these companies in Texas, PAMS.
PAMS,
still
TNM, wasn't it? TM.
TM, yeah. And the jingle singers were really good singers. And they it just sounded natural that there would be these people going, you know, whatever the station.
I remember the first jingle I ever remember hearing, tick-tock, tick-tock, here's the right time from the studio clock. Tick-tock.
Oh, the goofy ones. You know, back in the 50s, Top 40 radio, it hadn't gotten really cool and hip yet. It had a lot of influence from the big band era. So if you listen back to some of the classic ones, I know I used to listen to Top 40 radio when I was 8, 9 years old. I was
big freak. Yeah, yeah.
They had the jingles. They sounded very cool, but you listen to them now, and they had that old 40s style singers. You know how everybody sounded like that in those days?
Right. Yeah.
And
time for the number one song of the week.
Yeah, you know, I used to listen to a fellow. He's no longer alive. He was in Baltimore for many years, and then he wound up being at the great 1010 Winds New York when Alan Freed was there. When WINS, before they were news, they were the first major top 40 station in the Northeast. His name was Jack Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the name.
I remember the name. Yes, I do.
And his show was called Listen to Lacey, and he had a jingle that just to this day, you know, it's on YouTube. Listen to Lacey, a guy with a style, spinning a disc with a name,
You know, those people that we grew up with, the precursors, the big radio era, the first big radio era was the big band era, when the live performances would be done by the networks, and then local radio developed, and there were these huge, bigger-than-life stars that were in not only New York and Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Boston, but wherever you were, there was a guy or two sometimes who were the real kings in the community. They were the radio stars, and they were bigger than life.
They were
all
stars.
Can come up. Yeah, they were legitimate stars.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were stars of radio, television, Broadway, and newspapers.
Yeah.
And any one of those areas were considered the big platforms where a person could become a star. Mm-hmm. And then many people were stars on several of those. For example, Ed Sullivan was a star of newspapers and television. Dorothy Kilgallen was a star of newspapers, television, and radio. That was a triple threat. These people were mega stars. Household names.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, really is. It's an era that has been lost because of the realities of radio today, because the people that own most of the big stations don't want to pay the stars, so the stars go away, or maybe they go do something else, but we're missing a lot of the great voices, great minds, great mouths. Having said that, however, there's still a lot of great
still
people.
Us.
Yeah, there's still us. We're still
it's down to... No, I don't mean to praise us. I mean to be self-deprecating.
Yeah. Well, but there is a certain amount of praise that goes through, frankly, with the work that you've done. And as long as we've been at this, we have a certain status. I don't know if it's stardom, but we have a longevity status, if nothing else. And that's valuable recognition. Not that we're doing it for recognition. This, for us, even though the backbone of our constituency, the people who support us by listening to the radio, or, by the way, you can listen to podcasts of the Countdown Show. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, write this down, Michael, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show, you can get the podcast every week of this, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. Or you can listen to it on iTunes or wherever podcasts are available. But the Countdown, if you want to directly go there and listen to it anytime over the weekend, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. All right, so we're here to do that. That is Countdown from number 10 to number 1, top stories of the week of August 7th to the 11th, and the people on the list as well is put together by the staff of workers at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So, Michael, please do us
the
honors.
Staff of Audio Elves have put this
audio
together.
Elves, yes.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action.
Baseball.
Where did my tooth go? Major League Baseball action and NFL camps are opening. The National Football League is getting ready to roar.
Well, the Patriots, how'd they lose that first scrimmage? What's the big idea? You're a big Patriots fan.
Those games don't mean anything. The Patriots, none of them matter. Patriots bought two airplanes. They're the first NFL franchises to have their own planes.
They bought them? I thought they were just painted some from some
airline. They bought a couple of airplanes.
Why two?
A couple of.
They need two.
I think you need two.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe in case one gets a flat tire or something. If the carburetor breaks down.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Got it. Okay.
At number 9, the Disney Netflix streaming war. At number 8, the Taylor Swift groping case. At number 7, the Eric Bolling Fox suspension. At number 6, Wall Street and economic activity. At number 5, the ongoing White House war on leaks. At number 4, the Silicon Valley sexism with a focus on Google. At number 3, White House advisors feud. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, by a mile, this is big, U.S.-North Korea tensions. And the people that have dominated conversation, at number 10, good old John McCain. Number 9, John Kelly and Stephen Miller. At number 8, Taylor Swift and David Jackson Mueller. At number 7, Eric Bolling and Yashar Ali. At number 6, Mitch McConnell, who has now been the subject of the targets of ire by the President of the United States in his tweets. At number 5, Paul Manafort and Robert Mueller. At number 4, Vladimir Putin. At number 3, Stephen K. Bannon and H.R. McMaster. Kim Jong-un at 2, and Donald Trump raining his fire and fury, the likes of which the world has never seen, at number 1. And there you go. There's been a lot of talk in the latter part of the week, and it's going to be big next week, I suspect, on the opioid epidemic in the United States. I want to throw that in there.
Well, that's been something that we've been, those who talk in general terms about issues that are not political, all this could be political. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And the drug companies are behind it. They push these things and make them available, and the education is there, and the kids find them in their parents' closets or in the medicine chest or whatever, and there
you go. Household items.
Yep, they really are. All right, Michael and Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, Countdown Show, 15 past the hour.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
17 and change after the hour, the weekly overview of the charts. So there's a comment that I've just gotten about the Taylor Swift groping case. And the question is, which is number 8 on our countdown list this week, are you kidding with Taylor Swift being an important news item or discussion topic on the radio with everything else going on in the world? So what does this provide? How do we look at the psyche of the people who want to talk about this, Michael, and give this some value? What do we learn from this is a radio story because it involves, for those of you who don't know, Taylor Swift claims that she was groped by a disc jockey at a station in Denver. They were doing a public appearance, and this is another insight. Maybe you can give us a little insight into what goes on at these meet and greets when radio stations give away VIP prize packages.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's common. You know, you meet and greet the DJs, the local radio hosts. This is music radio. You know, they have listeners either win or pay extra for these meet and greets. Meet and greets are a big part of monetizing concerts today. You know, you can get a ticket that gets you the opportunity to meet and greet the artist, yeah. And you get a picture taken. And basically, from what I know, I'm a little bit behind the curve on this story. No pun intended. The
wonderful choice of words.
Great. Come on, Michael. At least they're not going to throw me off this show like CNN.
And you will not be groping me, by the way, either.
I haven't groped you in years. But seriously, this DJ Jackson, he calls himself, David Mueller. Taylor Swift claimed that he put his hand on her buttock when they were taking the picture. And he says it's not true. And that's basically it.
But his boss says it is true.
What they did is there was a complaint. Somehow someone in management heard about it. They told the station. The station suspended him. It hurt his career and his reputation. He says that it's not true. Taylor Swift and her mother. Her mother seems to be her manager her mother claims it happened. And it's in some kind of trial right now. And I think it's newsworthy. I think it's interesting. Taylor Swift is a major, major star. And the issue of groping, the issue of sexism, the issue of harassment, assault, these are big issues. I don't see why anybody would think that it's a frivolous conversation for something like this to be in the news.
Well, I think it depends on whether you take... Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. With women... Is this a big deal? Is this something that your friends and you were talking about, Kara?
Definitely. I had a long conversation about it with some friends last night. So I think women, especially of my age, think that this is interesting, and I think it's kind of, reminiscent of a bigger issue. So what if it's Taylor Swift and she's a pop star? This happens to women all over the place all the time. And it happened to, our own Jennifer Horn. So I think that, if this isn't important to you, then you're not really, I don't want to say you don't care about women, but.
Not to belittle it, I suppose this is serious. I could hear some guy saying, well, nobody's ever done that to me. Guy saying it. And then it becomes facetious. Then it becomes silly. Then it becomes of no point. The issue of sexism is another. The number 4 issue this week has to do with women not being paid in Silicon Valley. That's this whole Google thing, and now apparently it's spread to other Silicon Valley companies. Some of the big companies do government contracting are not paying women. They say they are, but they aren't. So sexism exists in the country and in the world, and I think that's why it becomes a valuable conversation. Hopefully a lesson is learned from all this. 21 after the hour.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's 23 and change after the hour. Focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of very interesting things going on in the world of talk. As far as the other things that are on the list here and things that are worth conversational time, the story that I guess basically funnels down to number one, the North Koreans, what to do about them. I don't know why it has become less of a focus in terms of what we really are getting from the news media. The fact is we have plenty of anti-ballistic missiles in South Korea. There are plenty of them on ships that are cruising off the coast of Japan, and this area have a whole fleet there, and within seconds after a missile was launched, they can detect with whatever devices they have as to what the content, if there's a payload on the missile, what it is, and within seconds they can knock it out of the air. So nobody seems to be focusing on that. They keep talking about, you know, Guam's going to get blown up in 14 minutes, or Seoul will be destroyed, 100,000 people will die. We're going to go to there.
Well, Seoul can be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Seoul's a different. Seoul is not a nuclear or a ballistic missile target.
But they have the Americans now. Is the Americans have that? Remember when the new president was installed in Korea earlier in the year, and he didn't even know that there was the U.S. base there had all these anti-ballistic missiles that had just been put in place, and he said, well, we better be careful about that. Let's look, maybe we don't want them to be used. I think it's outrageous they're here, blah, blah, blah. Now he says, boy, am I glad they're there.
He did his homework, I guess, since becoming
right.
president. But look, none of the defense systems are flawless. A missile could always make its way through. When you talk about the level of destruction that even a small nuclear device could wreak havoc on a major population area, you cannot be complacent and say, well, we got our anti-ballistic missiles in place. And
what do we do? What's the out here? What's the end game?
Well, the end game is to keep a cool head. The end game is not to play this macho game. The end game is to create a reason why both parties gain by not having war.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have really good diplomacy, good negotiation. You have to back it up with strength. You have to have, as you say, the anti-ballistic missiles. You have to have strong military presence. But you got to watch your words.
And, words are very important. People, the old thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't believe
true.
that's
yeah.
true.
No, well, yeah, but, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Words are very, very important. Yeah. I mean, our whole basis of business that we do is based on words.
Yeah, we're in the word business.
So I've never bought into the idea that the pen is that the sword is mightier than the pen. The answer is diplomacy. It's the only answer. This is such a sensitive issue geographically. In terms of where this peninsula is located, the fact that the city of Seoul is right over the border, North Korea's got enough armaments focused on Seoul that no matter what happens, they could just absolutely destroy that city.
Mm.
Even if they lobbed a missile someplace like Guam, it would be awful. This is a really tense situation, but if cooler heads can prevail, much of it is rhetoric.
Yeah.
Because this guy, Kim Jong-un, may be a terrible guy, but he doesn't seem to be a madman. He just seems to be a bad man.
Well, supposedly the effort here is to open up talks so they can get something and to scare everybody. Then they figure on the other side. But the people are starving in this country. Where does he get the money to do all this stuff is a question that hasn't really been answered yet. 28 past the hour. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with some of the nuance behind discussions going on radio stations around the country about the issues of the day, the so-called news talk or political stations. So one of the things that you do in addition to running Talkers as part of it, I suppose, the visibility you have in the talk radio community gives you street cred, if you will. The fact that you have this podcast Up Close and Far Out, which people can go to on its own, upcloseandfarout.com or through talkers.com. You have this week interviewed Rick Hamada, who is a star, a morning talk radio host in Honolulu. And the obvious questions, I suppose, given what's going on in North Korea. But there are other things, too, So how did you find this fellow? I don't know him.
I met him. I met Rick Hamada at the Radio Row in Washington, D.C., at the Immigration Reform Radio Row.
Oh, did you?
He came in the furthest from anybody, all the way from Hawaii. He does the morning show on a iHeartMedia station there that seems like a regular station. It's got Rush Limbaugh and, you know,
I used to be on the station, KGH, yeah.
Yeah, so it has a local morning show, and I found that very interesting. And I said to him, you know, hey, he interviewed me, and I said, how do you deal with the immigration issue in Hawaii? you don't have any borders.
Well, that was a big to-do. The Trump guy sued. Yeah, right.
He explained it to me, and I kept it in the back of my mind. And then when I saw that the North Korea issue is heating up, and Hawaii is the state closest, you know, in Alaska, Hawaii and Alaska, the state closest to imminent danger, I got him on the phone, and I interviewed him about it, and he talks about the psychology of it in Hawaii. And I will, I'd like people to listen.
No spoiler alert, so.
Yeah, I'd like people to listen to it.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting. He talks about what's going on in Hawaii, their race relations issues, their political issues. It is the United States.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how different places are in this great union.
The beauties of the country.
Yeah.
Ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, about three times.
Many years ago.
And it's wonderful, you know.
Really beautiful. It's a fabulous place. So listen to the podcast, upcloseandfarout.com. Up Close and Far Out. Also, you'll find it at talkers.com. So also reading through some of the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio, there's a big discussion these days about the value of for-profit versus non-profit radio. And most of you know that NPR stations are supposedly tax-free havens. They're supported by the public, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the fact that many cities now are seeing their news talk stations that are non-profits, like in Boston we have WBUR and WGBH, doing quite well in the ratings. Why is that? Will you explain that phenomenon, please?
Why they're doing well in the ratings?
Yeah, what's working there?
They're
that
good.
Has it heretofore worked?
They're good radio stations. That's why they have ratings. I mean, whether they're profit or non-profit is irrelevant. What counts is what you put out there on the air. And many public radio shows, you know, public radio is not this monolith. There's National Public Radio, there's Public Radio International, there's Pacifica. It's a whole universe, but one of the things they all have in common is they're a very different brand than commercial news talk radio or commercial sports talk radio or commercial all news radio. It's a different brand, different psychology. It talks with a different tone, and it approaches commentary and news and analysis in a different way, and there's an audience for it, and that's why it has ratings. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, the idea of a pitch here, we've tried with All America, not All America, what was it, Air America, and IE America, two liberal extensions of conversation in terms of radio. And then MSNBC has tried it and been successful with it. Actually, more successful now, I think, than either of the other two cable channel networks. And the impact of liberal versus conservative, there are many people who think that the public radio stations are more liberal than are the
commercial. No, the public radio stations are not more liberal. They're less conservative, and there's a difference.
Okay, explain.
Conservatives tend to think of anything that's not a card-carrying pure conservative as being liberal. Liberals, on the other hand, are all over the place. And I would not compare your typical public radio approach to broadcasting to what Air America or IE America or MSNBC, in the case of Rachel Maddow, are doing. These are pure liberal counterparts to the pure conservative point of view that's presented in conservative commercial news talk radio. Public radio is far more of a moderate, general approach to things, and if you are caught up in the left-right wars of the commercial end of the dial, you tend to see them as being on the other side. Mm-hmm. And So I just don't think it's comparable. I think IE America and Air America, which most of the listeners are more familiar with, and MSNBC are particularly biased and pointed toward a choir that already has been preached to. They already have their opinion, and they want it to be confirmed.
Well, isn't it the same on either side?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're both biased on purpose.
Yeah.
They're specifically biased. Much of today's commercial news media is biased, not because they hate Trump, because they want to super serve the desires and the predetermined opinions of target groups so they can get their core audiences and get loyalty. It is that contrived. That's the reason it happens. It doesn't happen because they're biased.
That's an interesting word, contrived.
It's totally contrived.
It's a very descriptive word, don't you think?
Well, that's why I used it. I'm trying to communicate very complicated concepts here.
Uh-huh. Well, are they so complicated? I don't know. I think they're pretty basic, actually. It's gut radio. I think that's all it is gut instinct radio. Your gut instinct tells you these guys are good and the other guys are bad, and that's what it is. It's the same old play. It's the same as the white hats and the dark hats. It's the cowboys and Indians. It's the Nazis versus the ally. It's always good and evil. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, good and evil, but in the case of the Nazis and the Allies, it was pretty clear who was good and who was evil.
Yeah.
In the case of political wars, it's really a conflict between different interest groups and identities. I mean, liberal or conservative is not necessarily inherently evil.
Hmm.
It
well,
just
unless
serves
a hardcore serves, on the other side. Then,
well, if people want to believe that somebody who has a different financial interest or has is standing in different shoes than they are is evil, well, then that's just their own ignorance.
Well, that's right. It is the rich and the poor. Rich are evil, poor are good. Protestants good, Catholics
bad. No, there are rich people. There are rich people who think the poor are evil.
Yeah.
Because if they weren't evil, they wouldn't be poor. And if they get everything they want, they're going to take away from us, and we have to protect our richness. No, come on. We tend to demonize so that we don't feel so guilty about playing unfairly somebody with whom we're in competition that really is not a matter of good versus evil, but just a matter of fair play between two competing interests. There's a huge difference between that and Nazism. That's why Nazism, back to what you said before, should not be a word that's used carelessly when you want to say, oh, this guy's a Nazi. Or, you know, hey, he's another Hitler. But what it does, it diminishes the extreme example historically of what Nazism and Hitlerism meant. These were way out there and aberrations in human conduct. Something that we must never accept as being, you know, well, it's just conservative versus liberal, or it's the New England Patriots against the New York Jets.
Yeah. But it's played like a football game.
That's
a
sport. Problem.
It's a contact sport. Yeah, it is a problem. 44 past the hour. Michael Harrison doing a great job explaining the various sides of these arguments as they get presented by sometimes very skilled conversationalists. And therefore, the conversation is entertaining and important. Sometimes some of these people that do it are more bludgeon artists than not. But the craftiness of people, I use Dennis Prager as an example of this frequently because I think he's extraordinarily articulate and intelligent and presents the issues of his side in a way that is almost irrefutable. He's that smart. He answers
we should
all
talk
questions.
About him. We should talk about him in the New York Times and an issue he has with the Santa Monica Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
That's very
Let's
interesting
do that
on the other side
we
of the
will.
Break.
Yeah. Okay, 45 past the hour. If you have problems in your arteries, are you feeling fine or are your arteries not functioning well? You know, without good, strong arteries, your heart's not going to last. You need things to open up your arteries, get the blood around to your system, eliminate a lot of risk of heart disease, which comes with high blood pressure. You want to keep all those things in perspective, and that's what you do when you every day ingest Super Beets, teaspoon of Super Beets, which is basically three beets that have been cooked and dried and powdered. A teaspoon is the equivalent of 3 beets. And these things go to work so quickly to open up your arteries because the beets are Mother Nature's largest supply of nitric oxide, which is the third most important gas in your body. So all of these things hopefully mean something. I don't want to, when I tell these stories, go too quickly, but the bottom line is that there's a connection between things that aren't working well and you not having enough of the right stuff in your body. So get the right stuff through a supplementation. Eat clean. Drink clean. The secret is the dietary nitrates in super beets. Nitric oxide. So if you want to open up your arteries, this is the miracle molecule that does it. More circulation where you need it, when you need it. 800-655-4183. When you dial that number, you're going to get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. How's that, Michael? Pretty cool when you have a website named after you and it's not the radio website. I have my own website for beets, DougLikesBeets.com. Order your super beets there. Make sure your body is functioning as perfectly as it's capable of. Give yourself a break. Give yourself some energy. Give yourself some support. Super Beets, 800-655-4183 or at DougLikesBeets.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, so we're going to talk about Dennis Prager, who, among other things, is a classical musician and conductor. And he was asked to lead the Santa Monica Orchestra, I think, at the Disney Theater. And a bunch of people said they wouldn't perform with him because?
Because he's a conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And imagine how outrageous that is.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And the New York Times ran a story about it a few days ago, and the story was a little bit biased.
What? From the New York Times? What a shock! Is there any media outlet, news media outlet, radio outlet, is there anything around anymore where you can get a straight shot? Or is everything biased and slanted?
I think it always has been. I think it always has been biased one degree to another. Mm. One degree to another, but I think it's more so today because of what I mentioned before.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people think George Soros is behind one of this week's stories is the Eric Bolling thing at Fox being suspended. There are those who say George Soros, who supports liberal causes, is the one who's funding all of this stuff to discredit Fox and the people who are there. Do you buy that?
I don't know. It might be. He might be contributing toward that. I think that Fox, by having enormous success at being conservative, brings about its own resistance. And I think that comes with the territory. I don't feel bad for Fox because Fox has had enormous success being biased.
Yeah.
So they spark their own bias against them.
There you go. All right. Food for thought as we continue 10 before the hour in the countdown.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Doug Steffen from the world of radio. Actually, both of us are from the world of radio and proud to be a part of the talk radio world because it's where the action is. There are no more personalities. You don't have any fun anymore listening to music radio. There are a few people that are really disc jockeys like Scott Shannon in New York. Here's an interesting anecdotal question. And I have had this conversation. My pal, Bob Kay, who, as you know, works with me now. I've worked for him. He ran some really good, important talk radio stations over his 30-some-odd year career in management. And one of the, I'm not going to mention the fellow's name because he's somebody that I really loved on the air. He was a disc jockey and a fabulous disc jockey up until the day he died. He was just a fabulous jock. And he always wanted to be a talk show host. So Bob gave him his entree, gave him his choice, because he was well, he was like number one in Los Angeles on the Q ratings for years. Everybody knew who the guy was. So he said, let me try my hand to talk. So Bob gave him a shot, and it didn't work. For whatever the reason, he couldn't put the pieces together to make it work. Even though he's this fabulous radio personality, and everybody wanted him, was cheering for him, it just didn't work. for whatever the reason. And
well,
so I wonder.
There could be a lot of reasons, and sometimes DJs make wonderful talk show hosts because they understand pacing, and they have a lot to say, and they feel restrained by the
music. Well, I think that's the case with Limbaugh, certainly, and with you and me. We all came up through music radio, and we learned how to make people comfortable. And that's a very, that's an inside, even inside the inside. When you listen to those of us who do this, there's a pacing, there's a timing, there's a comfort level that those of you who listen to it, whether you realize it or not consciously, especially if you're older listeners, mature listeners, you started listening to radio and it sounded like this. And so that, those elements that were there, are still with us.
I think there's another aspect, too. I think the other aspect is that you just have to have a lot of content in your head.
Yeah.
I mean, DJs get away with, basically skirting along the surface. They're not expected to be able to give a cogent analysis of what the nuclear threat of North Korea means in a minute and a half.
Yeah.
You know, so to be, when I evolved from a DJ to a talk show host, it meant I had to study what's going on in the world. You get exposed pretty quickly in 3 hours for not knowing what the heck you're talking about.
Yes.
When you don't have records to hide behind.
Mm. Well, I remember it was never in, because it was the brand of radio that was doing the best. I always wanted to do talk. The program director I had in my early years used to say to me, he'd come into the studio and he'd say to me during a record, "Will you just shut the blank up and play the records?"
You know, when I was on WNEW-FM in New York back in 1972 and 71, what was really important was being able to say, "The great Carlos Santana band, Soul Sacrifice, WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York, Michael Harrison." You know, that it was all style, and you said things, but it was style.
Stylized.
But that only takes you to a certain point.
Yeah. I remember the guys that I followed and listened to in Boston on WBZ Boston, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station, or when they had both of them running together, WBZ Boston, WBZ AM, WBZ FM, Group W. You know, I'm getting chills as I say that. Isn't that silly?
Can you imagine somebody turning it on now going, "What am I listening to? I'm in Boston." Remember when it was very deadly to say the call letters of another station on
the
station?
No, you couldn't talk about another station. No. Never could you talk about another station.
Did you ever say the wrong call letters on a job?
Yes.
That's
from the last station.
That's humiliating. There's nothing worse.
I started on a new station in St. Louis, and I'd been in Cincinnati, and I used this first time. Oh, this is WCKY. It was WCKY.
Oh.
And I was on KMOX, but that was the only time I did it. It was just once.
I never did it, but I've had dreams that I do it.
I was on the air with a lady named Ann O'Keefe, who's legendary. You know her? You've heard of her. She was a fabulous, fabulous. I think she's still at it. Fabulous. Those of you listening in the Midwest, you remember her. And she was such a great help. She was just a really... And she got hired by the television station. The guy running the radio station said, "I don't want you on TV. How much are they going to pay you?" She said, $180,000. She said, "You just got a $180,000 raise. I don't want you on TV." Those were the good old days. All right, inside stories galore. Check everything out having to do with talk at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Count.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.